Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, that's kind of the area I like to dwell in for my sauces.
I'll dip anything in honey mustard.
I know you will.
I love it.
You've made that clear.
I love it. I love it so much. It's my favorite thing. I want it on hamburgers. I want it on chicken sandwiches. I want to dip fries in it. I take my steak without any sauce whatsoever.
But you'll dip a steak in honey mustard?
If I'm by myself at my home.
Yeah, because that's egregious. That is out of bounds.
I mean, you can't be at Folks Folly asking for honey mustard.
No, they'll be like, we don't have it.
Yeah, plus it's just embarrassing. Like, it's unbecoming, you know? Like, yeah. If you're out to dinner with me, you cannot order any kind of sauce for a steak. But in the privacy of my own home, Not on the night that we take the steaks off the grill, but let's say we have leftover filet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to warm that up the next day.
That makes more sense.
I might dip a little bit of that in some honey mustard.
I get that. I respect that.
So anyway, here's the problem at Chick-fil-A now.
Okay.
They got a supply chain shortage, and they are now offering you one sauce, just one.
That's just not enough.
It's not acceptable.
It's
unacceptable.
Just not enough.
It's not enough.
Mm-mm. I need three. Like, if I get just the regular Chick-fil-A meal, whatever it is, sandwich and fries, or, like, chicken nuggets and fries or tenders, like, I need a good three sauces.
Yeah, because I don't want to dip my fries in ketchup. I want to dip my fries in honey mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Can't limit me to one honey mustard.
Oh, are the ketchup still available? This is just Chick-fil-A's personal sauces.
Yeah, like the sweet and spicy sriracha.
Oh, so we could still get ketchup.
I think they still got ketchup.
I like ketchup. I'm going to ask for 10 packets of ketchup if they're doing this.
I want ketchup. I want honey mustard. And I want to be clear. I F with Aldi's.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Zesty buffalo?
Not mayo. That can go away forever.
I don't mind mayo.
I hate mayo.
The honey roasted barbecue sauce? That ain't bad.
Ooh, that's good.
That ain't
bad. That's real good.
So we got to get this figured out. Like, I can't go to Chick-fil-A and be like, I'll take one honey mustard. Like, what is the point? I can't live like that.
Man, I really can't either. I don't know how that's going to work. They've got to figure that out.
Yeah, we got, like, listen, there's a lot of things in this world we got to get figured out. Climate change.
Climate change, our bridge. And then Chick-fil-A.
That's clearly, I think that's 1, 2, 3.
It's easily top three.
We could debate the order. I'm willing to debate the order, but our bridge, climate change, and the shortage of Chick-fil-A sauces are three things we got to get them figured out sooner rather than later.
Story number four.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced the 2021 inductees this morning. Tina Turner, Jay-Z, and Foo Fighters are the headliners. You agree? They all Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, in your opinion?
Yeah,
I think, for sure. I think clearly.
Yeah.
Not even debatable.
Those aren't debatable. No. I mean, Jay-Z, obviously, they all speak for themselves pretty much.
Yeah, like if you want to get in there and debate, I don't know, Todd Rundgren, I'll let you do that.
Yeah.
But, like, we're not debating Jay-Z.
No.
We're not debating Tina Turner.
No.
From Nutbush, by the way.
That's right.
And we're not debating Foo Fighters.
No, we're not. Especially just because they're still one of the, you know, we've talked about, like, the state of rock music on this show before. They're still one of those bands that can sell arenas. Like,
for sure.
Like, they can go play FedEx Forum tomorrow and have a full crowd.
Yeah, there's a few of those that could still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Foo Fighters, Pearl Jam.
Right.
You know, and I don't mean play an arena anywhere. Like, anybody can play Madison Square Garden because there's 50 bazillion people in New York.
Right.
So, like, you'll see, you know, oh, this band's playing Madison Square Garden. You're like, are they big enough to play Madison Square Garden? It's like, yeah, you only need 18,000 people and there's 50 billion people here.
Right.
I mean, can you play FedEx Forum? Can you play, you know, Bridgestone Arena? And in terms of rock bands, the number is shorter than it was 30 years ago. But Foo Fighters is still on that list today.
Right.
I saw them at the Omni New Daisy a million years ago.
Did you really?
I saw Foo Fighters at the New Daisy.
How about that?
It was right after their first album came out.
Yeah.
And it was
so
all,
what, like 94, 95?
Right around there.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was all Nirvana fans.
Yeah, sure.
Know? Yeah. But like
their first couple albums are awesome.
That first album's great.
It really is.
You know, he did that whole thing himself.
Yeah,
there,
I know.
There was not a band.
Right.
Dave Grohl recorded the entire first Foo Fighters album.
Play everything.
He played every instrument on that album. He just did it like in his garage or where, you know, wherever he did that. But he did it all by himself, all alone.
Yeah.
And now, all these years later, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with Nirvana and now with Foo Fighters.
That's pretty cool.
That's a hell of a career, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Tina Turner, that's a good one, too. Now, I will say, she doesn't claim Memphis. She doesn't claim
it. I saw today. She lives in Switzerland now.
Yeah, she lives in Switzerland. She hasn't been
back. What's she doing that for?
I don't think she's been back to the States in a long time. She's lived there for years now. In fact, when she got inducted to the Memphis Music Hall of Fame, she wouldn't come.
Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a shame.
Because she just doesn't come back to the States. I think she did. I think she came back when they did like there was some Broadway show about her, I believe. And I think she came back for like the premiere of that. But she doesn't really come back here that much.
Well, hopefully she'll be there for her.
I would think so.
For the ceremony. She should enjoy that. 81 years old now, I believe.
Yep.
Former resident of Nutbush.
How about that? We lived not too far from each other. Well, I wasn't born yet, but. You know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying. And then Jay-Z, you know, he's a superstar.
Yeah, of course.
You can't have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I saw some people arguing that LL Cool J should be in the Hall of Fame before Jay-Z. And, like, you know, you can argue
all due
that.
Respect. I disagree.
Jay-Z's just a million times bigger.
Yes.
Like, a million times. Seen Jay-Z, like, three times in concert. That's always fun.
Yeah. You saw him with Queen B, right?
I did. That was excellent.
Yeah.
Down in Atlanta a few years ago.
That sounds like a good concert.
Like, the best. It was unbelievable. Terrific night.
Yeah.
I miss concerts.
I do, too.
Looking forward to going back to some.
You and me both.
Congrats to all the inductees. You're deserving. Jeff Calkins up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Small businesses are always looking to educate themselves on the best ways to have meaningful interactions with their customers. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
What's going on these days at the Fitz? You know, same old, same old. People winning jackpots right and left, then right again, then left again. Just the other day, Megan hit a jackpot for more than $225,000. What? Yep. Then Harold won $24,000 and change, Iris won $10,000, and Kayla won more than $5,800. So if you want to win, get over to the Fitz right now, like this second, because jackpots are jumping at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh, or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for the road and earn 2 times the fuel points when you shop Thursdays through Sundays with your digital coupon. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Brought to you by Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Capital One Shopping, what's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
There's exactly one Memphis area restaurant that serves World Championship Barbecue. It's Memphis Barbecue Company, owned by Melissa Cookston, 7-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Also the star of a Netflix series. Needless to say, the barbecue at Memphis Barbecue Company is terrific. If you've been there, you know. And the ribs are cooked constantly throughout the day. Why is that important? Here's why. You don't want to get fresh ribs at noon, but if you were to go in there at 9 o'clock at night, your ribs aren't fresh. They were cooked several hours earlier. So they're cooking them all day long. So you can be there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 8 o'clock at night, does not matter. Your ribs are going to have that fresh from the cooker quality. But let's say for whatever reason you're not into barbecue. It's fine. I won't pretend to understand it, but it's fine. The menu's got something for you, I promise. Catfish, salmon, chicken, smoked wings, burgers. Go check the menu at memphisbbqco.com. And while you're there, if you want to make a pickup order, make a pickup order. They'll assign you a time to come get it. It'll be ready, hot, ready to go at the time you get there to pick it up. They've never been late when I've called in a pickup order or made one online. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove, 709 DeSoto Cove. So from Memphis, just take 55 South to that Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. Right there. You can see it from the interstate. It's Memphis Barbecue Company, and they are hiring. If you are looking for employment, they need employees. And you can apply online. Just go to that same website, memphisbbqco.com. Click the careers tab. Take it from there. It's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So we got a lot of problems going on.
We do have a lot of problems going on. I think that's a fair summation.
Our bridge is broken.
Yep.
And you can only get one Chick-fil-A sauce at Chick-fil-A now.
I know.
What are we going to do about this? You told me as soon as we got a new president, everything would be fine. Now our bridge.
I don't believe I said that.
You did say that. You said that.
Don't believe I said
you
that.
You said that.
I believe that, you know, I don't know who Biden put in charge of Chick-fil-A sauces, but it was clearly the wrong person for the job. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
We got to get to the bottom of this. I thought everything was going to be great when we got to 2020.
Well, and then the gasoline shortage. I mean, you misled about the gasoline, pipeline.
Can't get gas, can't get Chick-fil-A sauce, can't cross our bridge. The world's gone to hell.
I mean, let's be honest. What is more American than driving across the bridge to get a Chick-fil-A sandwich, filling up with your car with gas, getting a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and putting lots of, and having all the sauce you want? And now you can't fill up the car, you can't then drive across the bridge, and you can't get a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Well, it's nothing less than the destruction of the American way right here.
What will they take from us next?
What will they take from us next? And by the way, I don't think that's a crack. That's a break. That's a fracture. It's a crack. I had this idea that the crack was going to be a little bit of a fissure. If you look closely, you could see the you know, just some little spidery places with it. The damn thing is broken. We got a broken bridge. We have a broken bridge, for God's sakes. That bridge is worse. Chandler Parsons is healthier than that bridge.
Why don't we stretch Chandler Parsons across the river and drive on him?
I don't think he's sound either. But I think it's kind of the equivalent, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. That's a broken.
Now, here's the truth, though. If you put the Grizzlies medical team in charge of that bridge, we'd not be across it for 3 years. You know, you gotta have a speedier than the Grizzlies medical team has done a good job. I think we can all admit that, right? But we need that bridge ready to go during the regular season. Like, we need that bridge. We can't have it out like, it'll be a minute. you know, and then you look up and it's 2024. Like, maybe by the end of this month. No. We need the bridge, and we got to get a speedier medical team involved.
We should get injury reports on the bridge like it's an NBA player. Like, right. Like every morning they send out a tweet and it'd be like, Hernando de Soto Bridge listed as out again today.
Right.
Listed as out with a fracture.
Out again.
Out again. The damn bridge is out again.
Then someday you'll wake up and you'll see questionable. Bridge is questionable. And you're like, damn, we can have the bridge. And then you know what it's going to do? They're going to play not 2 days in a row. Can't be on the bridge 2 days in a row.
The bridge can't be there for back-to-back.
That might be a good idea, actually.
And it's going to start out. The other bridge is going to be the starting bridge. It's just going to be the backup bridge for a while, right? It's got to be your backup bridge for a while. But then you can't use it in back-to-back days. No.
And it's going to be on a minutes restriction. You can only use it 25 minutes a day.
And then when you actually do use it, it's going to be a little bumpy. You know, at least at first, it could be a little bit bumpy. So I see a lot of analogies here, but that bridge is a broken ass bridge. That's like a Joe Theismann break of a bridge.
How does a bridge break like that? You wonder.
I got no, you know, engineering. I like to fancy myself as an expert on all kinds of things, but by the way, I don't understand the sauce shortage either. So I don't understand why a bridge like that breaks. Like 2 years ago, it was fine, right? 2 years ago, it was deemed to be a healthy bridge. This time, evidently, they were coming in to inspect the bridge like they do every 2 years, and they hadn't even gotten up underneath it. And they're like, holy crap. And they called 911 and said, get people off that bridge.
And,
How
did no one hear that break? It's like massive steel beams.
There was a moment where it went...
Don't you think?
I don't know. I don't know how this stuff works.
I doubt there was a moment. I'll be honest, though. I'm surprised about the barge traffic.
Yeah, just let the boats go underneath. And, you know,
they can take their chances. You know what you do? You just, like, haven't you ever, like, walked under something really quick and you speed up when you walk under a little bit?
Speed it up when you go under.
Who among us hasn't, like, something gets a little, I don't know, ooh, I'm going to go under here. And then you just go. You know, or it's a little bit like crossing the railroad tracks before the trains come. Like, you just got to be careful. You got to zip under that bridge. Like, floor it, man. I don't know what you do with a tugboat, but you got to floor it and get under that bridge. What are the odds that you're going to be hit by a falling bridge? Seems cowardly to me.
Yeah, like, I understand we can't drive over the bridge. I'm fine with that.
Could cause it to break. But going underneath the bridge is not going to cause it to break. And the odds of you being there when the bridge actually falls on your head, I'd say roughly the same as the Chinese rocket ship falls on your head.
Right. Just go under the bridge.
Just go under the damn bridge.
I would go under that bridge right now. No problem.
If I had a motorboat, would I go under that? I would absolutely. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I'd go back and forth just taunting the bridge to fall on me.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't believe it would fall on me. I just don't believe that.
I would throw an anchor down right underneath the bridge and just dare it to do something.
And fish.
That bridge ain't doing nothing.
I don't think the bridge is going to. It seems like wearing a mask after you're vaccinated. Honestly, as a country, we just where is our backbone anymore? You know.
Where are you at on wearing a mask? Do you like if you go to Kroger today, will you wear a mask?
I think they still ask me to, don't they?
Yeah, I just continue to wear one because I don't want to look like a jerk out in public. Yeah.
I'll wear one until. I'll wear one until they ask me to, and if there's no longer a sign up, if there comes a moment where there's no longer a sign up saying we request you to wear a mask, I'll be honest. Then I'm not a trendsetter. I'll probably go along with the crowd. You know, whatever. Like, I feel no more fear about the virus now than I do about that bridge falling on my head. And on a whatever, I don't feel like when I go out, I don't feel like I hope I don't catch COVID. Right? There was a time once upon a time where I'm like, boy, I hope I don't catch COVID. Of course, I did, but that be that as it may. Now I don't really feel that. A, I had it. B, I've been vaccinated, so I don't really feel that. I literally only wear it to be a good citizen and because other people might be uncomfortable and whatever. So I think if it seems like most people are wearing it, then I'll probably still wear it, even if it's if it's not mandated. But it's really at this point just to be a good citizen and respectful of my fellow man. It's not anything I fear.
Right. Like the other night, I went to a bar for the first time in more than a year. And, like, you know, we sat
down. You walked in without a mask?
I think I put it on to walk in. But then we sat down, and we got a booth, and there was no social distancing. And I took my mask off, and I had a drink, and there was live music playing, and it was very much like a bar.
Was it in Mississippi or in?
No. You know what the truth is? I'll help you out. I'll help you out. We went to Bounty on Broad.
And oh, really?
Yeah, we went to dinner last Friday night. Bounty on Broad, terrific. And then we were waiting on our Uber, and it was going to be, you know, 30 minutes or so. And I was like, well, I'm not just standing outside for 30 minutes or something. You know, like, there is a bar right down here, the Cove, I guess it's called. So we went to the Cove and went inside, and it looked like the servers, bartenders were still wearing masks, but nobody inside the bar was wearing masks. There was live music, and I felt completely like I'm vaccinated. And the studies show
I'm with you. I'm with you. Like I'm glad it felt normal in the Cove, you know. I mean, in the end, here's the truth. You walked when you went into Bounty on Broad, you probably wore it on. You wore your mask.
Correct.
In, and then you sat down, and you just take it off. Like, and that's literally, I mean, that's mask theater, wearing it on the walk-in, isn't it?
Well, I got up one time to go to the bathroom, and I realized I didn't have my mask on, and somebody else did have their mask on, and I was like, oh, I'm supposed to put it back on when I go to the bathroom. And I was like, but that's really just for show at this point?
It feels like it's just for show. Yeah. So, but I think it's an interesting question, though. So now that the Shelby County has decided to make it just a suggestion that you wear masks, or what they've done, and there was, you know, Jennifer Biggs wrote an interesting story in the Daily Memphian about this. What they've done is, if you own a restaurant, they're leaving it up to you. We strongly suggest that you require masks. Well, it is kind of a difficult thing to strongly suggest, because then if some people aren't requiring masks and some people are requiring masks, and yet it's strongly suggested you do, but it's up to you ultimately, does that put the restaurant in a position where they're irritating? Heck, I mean, if Kelly, now she's in Mississippi where no one wears a mask, I gather, but is she still going to, does she now require a mask?
Okay, this is interesting. As of this moment, yes, to go inside Aiden and Ollie, you still have to wear a mask, or it's certainly requested that you wear a mask. And so the question becomes, okay, when do you move off of that?
Right.
And I honestly told her, whenever you want to, like today. Like, at this point in Mississippi, she's the only store with a mask mandate.
Right.
Like, trust me, the people.
So you're standing out for having it, not for abandoning it. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Like, the people there make fun of her because she has the mask mandate. That's the world that exists down there. But, like, at this point, if you are not – this isn't true all over the country, but it is true in DeSoto County. If you're not vaccinated at this point, it's on you. You've had every opportunity to get vaccinated, plenty of time. Like, I went to Walmart on, I don't know, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, one morning, and there were people just getting vaccinated inside Walmart. Like, you could go pick up a gallon of milk and go, hey, honey, I'm going to roll over here and get a shot, and then I'll meet you at the register. It is that available. And so there's no excuse.
I think if I had a business in a place where most people didn't ask for masks anymore, I would just, you know, people still might wear them, right? They might come in wearing a mask, whatever. But I wouldn't have a sign up saying no admittance to the store, or all you're required to wear a mask, or even we request that you wear a mask. I just say at this point people are on their own.
Yeah, that's where I'm at on it. And like, keep in mind, I've been consistent on this all along. Like, wear your mask, be careful, don't. You know, we didn't gather for Thanksgiving, gather for Christmas. But, like, at this point, if you're not vaccinated, if you are vaccinated, you are at very little risk to get sick, period. And if you aren't vaccinated, it's on you. Like, you're just being stubborn or stupid. And I don't care.
It's also true that at the store, this isn't it's not 70,000 people at Aiden and Ollie. I mean, I know it's popular, but there's not 70,000 people crammed in, right?
Right.
So I just, to me, I probably would, Now, I'll still, I have masks, and I mean, I try to be respectful. Even when I go to a Did you ever, when you went to a drive-in restaurant, did you, like, whatever, you go to Chick-fil-A?
Always.
Did you wear a mask?
Yes.
In the drive-thru. And you do there just to be considerate to the people who are wearing masks?
Just so that when the person looks at me with a mask on, they see somebody who is taking their health as seriously as they seem to be taking mine.
That's exactly it. It's just polite. It's just being a decent human being and being considerate of other people.
Yeah.
But it is interesting to see what it'll be like as we start to emerge here and what we'll be doing. We will not be driving across the bridge. And by the way, people say all the time, well, we got another bridge. Yeah, but there's a reason we have two bridges.
Right.
They didn't just put up a second bridge for jolly so people would have a choice. They did it because there's so much traffic that you needed two bridges, and they honestly had been contemplating of building a third bridge as the traffic. And so the idea that, oh, no big deal, we just have another bridge, it's going to be a freaking huge deal for a long period of time.
Yeah, well, think about what happens when a two-lane interstate gets shut down to one lane. Think about what that does.
Right, that's exactly it.
Right.
That's the perfect metaphor. Right, oh, there's still one lane, no big deal. No, there used to be two for a reason.
Yes. Yeah, you cut two down to one, you got big problems on the interstate.
Right.
And that's what we've just done with these bridges. Like, also, like, this has got to be a nightmare for, like, Southland, right?
I said that earlier.
People for Southland
Casino, yeah.
God.
Like people just want to, hey, let's just pop across the bridge. I got friends who go all the time. Just, you know, they live downtown. They pop across the bridge, go to Southland. Now you can't pop across that bridge and go to Southland.
Or imagine if you live in West Memphis and work in Memphis.
Yeah.
So what do we think there's going to be in terms of getting over the other bridge? Is there just going to be a colossal craft traffic jam all the time getting over the other bridge? I do imagine at some point, like trucks that would be normally going through Memphis will divert, right, I presume, and go. So I do wonder how it's going to work. Like at 8 p.m. on a given night, will you be able to, in 2 weeks when people have sort of adjusted to this, pop over to Southland? Are you always there? Today there was a traffic jam all day long.
Yeah, I think the wait like on average was like 45 minutes for a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah, because these trucks
now,
are like.
The bright side is someone tweeted that, listen, kind of sucks to be in a traffic jam, but I'm listening to Jeff Calkins on the radio. So this could be great for ratings. People are going to be stuck in their cars. People are going to, like we needed a boost anyway. But people are going to be stuck in their cars listening to it. So all you out there right now, shout out to all you sitting on their cars waiting to cross that bridge. We're going to be here for you for the next 6 months.
I would lay underneath that bridge right now, no concern. No mask on.
I would too.
Without a mask on.
I would not drive a giant truck across it. I wouldn't do that. It seems like it's unstable, but I don't mind being under the bridge.
I just got a text from a fella named Chad. He said, he quoted me where I said, if you're not vaccinated by now, you're either stubborn or stupid. He says that's a hot take. What's a hot take about that? Like, what is the alternative to that? I stand by that. You're either stubborn or stupid if you're not vaccinated by now. How is that even controversial to say that?
Let me add a qualifier.
Yeah. Unless you have a doctor who has told you for some very specific reason you do not need to get this vaccine. Outside of that, you're either stubborn or stupid. I'm not here to make sure I don't hurt your feelings. That's how I feel about you. At this point, if you're not vaccinated, you're either stubborn or you're stupid.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't know how, like, a hot take, labeling something a hot take, does that mean, it means, well, first of all, what it often means is you're just saying it to say it, right? And I know for a fact that you, Gary Parrish, are not just saying this to say it. You're saying it because you devoutly believe it.
I mean it with every fiber of my body.
And then the other thing about a hot take, I guess the implication is that it's not necessarily right. It's just an opinion, right? And on that one, I mean, you can make you can make some arguments that if you like someone called Jason and John's show at one point, and then I believe it was an African-American gentleman, and he literally believed, and given the historical treatment of African-Americans by the medical establishment, just was profoundly suspicious. Now, he was suspicious to a point that might verge on stupidity, which is he literally believed if you drive up to the Pipkin building you're a white guy, you get one shot, and you're a black guy, you get another shot.
Yeah, that's now, absurd. That, like, I'm not even going to play nice with that. That's that an absurd to thing to think.
It is absurd, but you can understand that distrust can be grounded in valid historical reasons, right?
I do understand that, but that specific thing that person said is absurd.
That was stupid. Yeah, that was absurd. But, I mean, that's where that hesitancy comes from, and I have some respect for that. Someone said to me, they said, everyone has reasons, and I have more patience with that reason than I do with, let's be honest, white dudes who just don't get the vaccine because it's whatever, because America, right? Right. And I said, yes, I distinguish between what I consider good reasons, you know, understandable reasons that I can sort of have some patience with, and reasons that I think are literally just political garbage. And so all reasons are not created equal. I'll go stubborn. I wouldn't set it like that, but I guess you're stubborn or stupid if you're not vaccinated
yeah,
by now.
You can put it on a bumper sticker and attribute it to me. If you're not vaccinated by this point, you're stubborn or stupid.
Nice win last night.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Overwhelming performance in the final two quarters. John
yes,
Conchar,
was.
John Morant, Dylan Brooks lead the Grizzlies to a victory over the Mavericks.
It is crazy. The unpredictability of this team is just nuts, though. I really don't know that I've ever seen a team that has, and I know the NBA is different, the given night and all of that, but I don't know that I've ever seen a team that is that wins when you think you're going to lose and loses when you think they're going to win.
You know,
and it's crazy.
You know, I heard you talking to Harrington about it, and it's like, how do you explain this other than just say, hey, it's an NBA game, and these things, these wild outcomes tend to happen in the NBA. They seem to be happening more often than they normally
yes, sir.
Do. And I think one explanation for that is the number of three-pointers that teams shoot now. Like, even if you're a bad team, like the Grizzlies were 16 of 33 from three-point range last night. If you're going to bang home 48.5% of 33 three-point attempts, you've got a chance to beat anybody in the NBA. And if the next night you come out and you go 7 of 33, well, then you got a chance to lose to anybody in the NBA. I think the reliance on the degree to which teams rely on the three-point shot now leaves open the possibility for wild outcomes more often than we are used to historically, because when you're hot, you can beat anybody, and when you're not, you can lose to anybody.
And I presume it spills over. Like, it wasn't – that game didn't feel like, oh, because he's just got hot from three.
Right.
Right? But I think it spills over into everything then. I think it spills over into defense, and it spills – you know, because it didn't feel like a – oh, it's just an incandescent team from three. I mean, they did shoot 57%, but they just beat their ass too. I mean, they were forcing turnovers. They were getting good shots. They're getting, you know, so it was really quite remarkable to watch. And Ja was just fabulous. Ja was fabulous. Dylan Brooks was fabulous. John Conchar was really good. Kyle Anderson in the third quarter was just nuts. Like, that was ridiculous. So, and now it sets up a situation where they just got to win one in the next two, and then they got to beat Golden State.
They could actually – there's a scenario where you could lose the next two and still beat Golden State and still
yeah,
be the
A. Yeah, but you got to assume they're going to beat the Pelicans,
I think
right?
you have you to assume they're going to beat – yes,
yeah.
you have to assume that. Yeah. I mean, considering they're beating everybody else.
Right, exactly. Considering they're beating everybody else.
Well, that was the – like, last night, it like got off to a great start. Mets won, Grizzlies won, and then it's like, okay, now we get these West Coast tips. Let's keep this good thing going. Lakers lose, Warriors lose. Then the Knicks let us down and the Suns let us down.
Yeah, the Suns did let us down. I'm fine with this. If it comes down to in the end that it's fun, honestly. Like if it comes down to that last game at Golden State, the problem with it is, of course, is you imagine playing a Golden State team that's been struggling all year. This Golden State team's playing really well now. Obviously, Steph is otherworldly at this point, but that's the other problem. You got to go to Golden State. You got to win at Golden State, a Golden State team that's beating everybody.
Did you see the quote from Draymond last night?
No, what did he say?
So you know, they were asking him about, you know, the team that had Jason Richardson and Stack and Barnes, and it was like the We Believe Golden State Warriors. And Draymond said, listen, I love those guys, and I love that team, but we ain't no We Believe 2.0. We got effing Steph Curry. and that really is what it comes down to. Like, they've got effing Steph Curry. And, like, that guy could beat you by him. There's very few players in the NBA who can just beat you by themselves. LeBron has obviously been one for, you know, 15 years. Like, Steph Curry still, as of this day, is somebody who can beat you kind of by himself.
Yeah, and I don't know how. Jeffrey and I were talking about this. I was, you know, sort of working up a little bit of old-fashioned hate for the Warriors as you're getting ready to play them Sunday. I think it's pretty easy to not like Draymond Green if you want to not like Draymond Green. I really don't know how you can't like Steph Curry. You know, I mean, the guy has just been – he's so much fun to watch. Seems like a thoughtful dude. Nice, thoughtful dude. So whatever. So people are reduced to not being happy about his mouth guard, but I mean, he's been a delight. You know, he just is.
No, he's awesome. Like, under any other circumstances, I would want him on Sunday to go out and put up 50 on somebody to secure the eighth.
Right. Exactly.
Like, I would root like crazy for him, but, like, you know, not at the expense of the Grizzlies. So I want the Grizzlies to send. What I really want is Lakers to finish 7th, Grizzlies to finish 8th, and we get Grizz at Lakers next Tuesday or Wednesday. And then obviously in a perfect scenario, Grizzlies beat the Lakers, send them to another game.
And then it's
LeBron and Steph in an elimination game.
It may be, my prediction is anyway, that I think the 7-8 game is going to be Tuesday, the 9-10 game is going to be Wednesday, and then the next one is going to be Friday, you know, to settle the losers there. And then you go right into the playoffs next weekend.
I would have assumed that you put the 7-8 and 9-10 in the West on the same night and the 7-8-9-10 in the East on the same night, and you go Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Friday. So everybody's operating with the same rest. I don't know that. It's weird. I looked everywhere for the actual schedule. It doesn't seem to exist.
They have not released it. Right. They have not released
it. Yeah, it doesn't seem to exist. But what I would assume is you go 7-8 game on Tuesday, 9-10 in the West or East. It doesn't matter. But just make sure basically like an NCAA.
Yeah, that is not my understanding of what they're likely doing. I think it's going to be 7-8. At least my prediction. I'm going to call it a prediction.
Sure.
The 7-8 game is going to be on Tuesday. If the Grizzlies are in the 9-10 game, it's going to be on Wednesday, and then Friday they'll settle it. And if obviously you're in the Friday game, you won't play in the playoffs on Saturday. You'll play on Sunday. But if you're in the earlier game, you'll play on Saturday.
Well, it all makes for a fun weekend.
It does. Yep.
I'll see you later.
I'll see you under the bridge.
I'll see you under the bridge. I would sit underneath that bridge. I'm not worried about it.
I think I would, too.
Like, the whole bridge isn't going to fall.
Nah.
That's crazy.
No. We don't even know how long that crack's been. It may have been there for years.
The crack could have been there for 6 months.
Not years, because they check it every 2 years, I found out today.
The crack could have been there for 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, it could have been there for 6 months. Like, it's fine.
Let the boats go underneath.
I think we should let the boats go underneath at least. We're going to have to at some point.
Just put some Gorilla Glue on it.
They're just sitting out there in the water.
They really just sitting there?
Yeah, there's like what I found out, there's like a queue going up the river. So, like, they're sitting just, you know, kind of stacked along the river right now waiting to cross the bridge. That's the last thing I saw.
What if they just say you can't cross?
I don't know. They're going to have to turn their ass around.
You got to turn your boat around.
Yeah.
Find another path.
I think that's true. There's probably another path, in fairness, but, well, maybe not.
I don't know how this stuff works.
I don't know how this stuff works either.
I never put much thought into it. I always assumed you'd be able to drive your boat underneath the bridge and drive your car on top of the bridge.
Yeah, let's let the boats go underneath the bridge. Cars, we're going to have to wait. Sorry.
I agree. Listen, I'm on the same page. Cars, we wait. We can't drive across the bridge, but we should be able to go under the bridge.
Yeah.
As long as there are no cars on top of the bridge.
We should be able
to go under the bridge. That should be the compromise.
I think so.
And I recognize with this type of stuff, you don't really compromise. I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But, like, I ain't trying to have a bunch of boats backed up in the river.
No,
me that doesn't seem good for anybody.
No, no.
Especially with a shortage of Chick-fil-A sauce happening right now.
Right. You never know. One of those barges could have our, you know, supply of Chick-fil-A. Maybe you get zero sauces if one of those boats doesn't go under the bridge.
You tell me there's a barge out there filled up with Chick-fil-A sauce and honey mustard and sriracha sauce, Polynesian.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got it sitting there, and now we're at Chick-fil-A. We can't get any sauce? That's not good for anybody.
No.
Let that barge go through.
Please. Find out. Somebody find out if they got the Chick-fil-A sauce on one of those barges.
Well, maybe that's what we do. We, like, have a little – somebody sit down there, and they'll be like, okay, what's on your barge?
Right.
And they say
– what's the most important?
They say plywood, and we're like, we don't care about plywood.
That's okay. We can get that here.
Yeah, you sit. We still got plywood at Home Depot. You just sit here for a second. And then we say, sir, what's on your barge? And they say, I'm carrying Polynesian sauce. All right, you go to the front. You got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go. Get your Polynesian sauce to Chick-fil-A. There's a solution to all this. We just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
But you can acknowledge things aren't going well.
No, this has been a weird day, man.
Bridge is broken. Don't ever take your bridge for granted again.
See, I never will, honestly.
I'll never take my bridge for granted again.
No, I never will. But yeah, bridge is broken, gas shortage, which I hear they're fixing that. That's actually going away.
I feel like the pipeline's back in action today.
Yeah, the pipeline's back. And it didn't affect us anyways, but like, don't tell people that, because I went to the gas station today and it was ridiculous.
What were people trying to do?
Get gas?
Like they're freaking out about gas like they do bread.
Yes, like the line was like super long to get gas today. I was like, what is going on?
Why do people do that?
Yeah, I know. Like it doesn't even affect us here.
Like, couldn't you Google that before you freaked out and went loaded up on gas? Couldn't you just Google, like, is this going to impact me in the Memphis area? And it'll quickly tell you no, and then you can just relax. Wouldn't it be easier to just Google that and then relax,
mm-hmm,
as opposed to got to go fill up a million cans of gas?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't feel like people utilize Google enough.
No. You said this before. I think Google is being underutilized in this part.
You just find out things. You don't have to go do all this stuff that you're doing.
Right.
People are wild. Be back in a second.
Encore flavor. Corky's Barbecue.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today, starting at only $5.99 per person.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Committed to helping keep your facilities safe. And your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air duct cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air duct cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house. Therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And air duct cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Stanley didn't want a lot of showings with his house on the market, so he asked Josh Hysall for an instant cash offer. That's something Josh does offer. So he made an offer, and then Stanley accepted, and they closed 14 days later. Over and done with. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysall. Now let your story be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy. But only Josh Hysall can get you all the money you deserve. So if you want an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy, somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysall team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh Hysall with no obligation. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147 is the number. 461-8147. He's on the web. Just Google him. Josh Hysall, and everything you need to know, it'll pop right up.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhisall.com.
SOB Downtown has moved. Come help break in the brand new retro modern space at 345 South Main Street in the old Ambassador Hotel. Expanded menus, brand new patio, and private dining rooms are some amazing features in the new digs. SOB has two locations now open for dine-in. They still have favorites like General Tso's Cauliflower, Zaka Bowl, and Maple Bacon Braised Brussels Sprouts. Our raving fans say that we have the most diverse menu in town. Try our Sunday brunch, birthdays, anniversaries, or just because. Make it SOB. Eat and sip adventurously. Southofbeale.com.
I'm listening daily. Here's Dr. Joshua Kalapo on managing stress.
Take time to recalibrate is the term I like to use. That may mean 2 or 3 minutes of just stepping back, but you don't have to do it for a day. You may need to do it, you know, 6 times every hour so that you are staying engaged and you're not feeling like you're pulling yourself away and there's this desire to be pulled back, because then you create a whole new stressor for yourself.
For more details, go to imlistening.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go. Fast like a Lambo.
Cooper Systems is the place to go for all your computer needs. It's over in the Mount Moriah office park. You should be very familiar by this point. Lee and Lauren Cooper, they've been with me since day one for more than 11 years now. And the entire time, they've been selling all types of computers and repairing all types of computers for people throughout the city. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple, whatever you need. Cooper Systems either has it, or they can get it, or they can build it for you. And yes, they also can handle all of your computer repairs. Sometimes your machine will mess up, something will break. You get a virus, you go, oh, that's it. Gotta get a new computer. You might, but probably not. You can get it fixed for a fraction of the price at Cooper Systems. They handle data recovery, power supply issues, USB port issues, cracked screens. Again, virus removal. Let's say you've been Googling some wild stuff. I mean, wild stuff. And now you got viruses on your computer, because sometimes it happens. You don't have to be embarrassed to take your computer to Cooper Systems. It is true, they'll see what you've been Googling, but they've seen it all before. They're not there to judge you. They're just going to get you all cleaned up. They hand the machine back to you. Then they'll tell you how to avoid the viruses. You'll nod and say, okay, thank you. And then you'll get back to doing what you were doing. But here's the good news. They'll be there next time you need them, too. It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679. 360-9679. On the web, coopersystems.com. So we were talking about vaccines earlier. I made the statement that at this point, in this part of the country at least, certainly in the state of Mississippi, and it appears in Shelby County as well, if you're not vaccinated by now, you're just stubborn or stupid. I stand by that. We're struggling to get people to do what they ought to do. There's no sensible reason for the overwhelming majority of Americans to not be vaccinated by now. But we're struggling with hesitancy in this country for reasons that, again, are rooted in stupidity, ignorance, if that's a nicer word. Ohio, the state, is trying to counter this. Did you see what they're doing?
No.
Just announced, the governor there. Ohio is going to give away $1 million to 5 randomly COVID-19 vaccinated residents.
Are you serious?
Like a lottery. Like go get vaccinated, and it amounts to a lottery ticket. And then we're going to give away $1 million to 5 of you.
Dang.
I love it.
I like that, too. I wish we would do that here. Like, I've already gotten my vaccine, though.
Move to Ohio. It's not too late to move to Ohio.
No, I don't want to move there.
I don't want to move to Ohio.
The place is a dump.
Well, you can't call other places a dump when you live where we live. You appreciate everything for what it is. Ohio's a perfectly reasonable place. Mike Conley calls it home.
Yeah, I know.
Dave Chappelle calls Ohio home.
That's true.
LeBron James used to.
A lot of good people from Ohio.
A lot of good people from Ohio. Yeah. Apologize to Ohio.
Sorry, Ohio.
Ohio accepts your apology, I'm certain.
I just won't be vacationing there anytime soon.
Well, that's the thing. Would you ever vacation in Ohio? Probably not.
No, I did once. We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I've looked at Cleveland.
Yeah.
I've looked at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from my hotel window.
Yeah.
But I've never actually been inside.
It's pretty cool.
Would I enjoy it?
It's fine. I wouldn't, like, you know, buy a plane ticket and go there to see it right now.
But just
like,
when I'm in Cleveland next time, maybe pop in.
I think for sure, yes.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that. So Ohio, in an attempt to get people who are hesitant to actually get the vaccine, they're saying once you get vaccinated, you are qualified to participate in a drawing, and we will give $1 million to 5 different vaccinated people. The hope being now people who are hesitant will be like, okay, I was on the fence about this thing for whatever dumb reason, but now maybe I can win $1 million by going to get my shots. I'll go get my shot. Love it.
I like it too.
I wish more states would do things like this. I had never even heard something like that proposed. Like, it's more been like, you want a $50 gift card, go get your shot. You want a $10 gift card, $100, whatever. But this is like a big prize. Now, you probably won't win it, but you could.
Yeah.
Imagine if you got $1 million just for getting vaccinated. How awesome would that
amazing.
Be?
It'd be amazing.
So shouts to Ohio doing the right thing.
Yep.
And the rest of you. Like, I got this tweet from my guy Justin here. It's always funny when people think they're making good points. Here's what he wrote. I'll just read it to you. Read it to all of you. He says, it's funny you don't find it stubborn or stupid that you don't change your own tire and are willing to leave yourself and your family in harm's way to wait on AAA when you yourself have said that you think you can do it. Well, that's not stubborn or stupid. To have AAA is to be stubborn or stupid. No, to have AAA is to be convenient. I can change a tire. I don't have any interest in doing that. I can cut my yard. I don't want to do that either. I can clean my pool. I don't want to do that either. So I get other people to do it. That's not stubborn or stupid. That's prioritizing your time. Rather than get out and change a tire, I'd rather just sit in my car and play on my phone until they get there to do it for me.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
How could you possibly think me having AAA is comparable to somebody refusing to get a vaccine? How could you be listening to me talk and think that's a good point I'm going to make publicly on Twitter? How do you think he reached that point?
I don't know.
If you don't get the vaccine at this point, you are stubborn or stupid.
Period.
Period. If you have AAA, it might just be because if you run out of gas on the interstate, you'd like to have somebody to call to bring you gas. The two things aren't comparable. Stop being a dum-dum. Be back with dinner to go. But first, let me tell you about Lightstream. Paying off high-interest credit cards and getting a lower rate and saving money, that is what feels great. That's exactly what you can do with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream, they offer credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate of more than 18% APR, plus there are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Now, check this out. Just for listeners of the Gary Parrish Show, you can apply and get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/Gary. That's lightstream.com/Gary. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Gary for more information.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're now offering $1,000 off our Wavelight laser if you're treated in May. That's $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with $1,000 off, $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes on standard Wavelight price, $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at LASIK.com.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you are looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance, you need to get in touch with Elizabeth Brook Insurance. It's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. Emphasize the word local. I don't know if you've ever had to make a home insurance claim or auto insurance claim, but you're going to feel a lot more comfortable when you do that if you're calling a 901 number as opposed to a 1-800 number. If you're calling somebody you've met, you sat in their office, you know them, you're friends on Facebook with them. It's a lot more comforting than calling a 1-800 number, trying to talk to somebody you never met, who doesn't know you, and might not be as agreeable as Elizabeth can be with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Two locations in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other in Covington on Highway 51, and you can reach them by calling 901-867-7283. 901-867-SAVE. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 867-7283 on the web. Rookinsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, lots.
A lot of it not great.
A lot of it's not great. Can't get as much Chick-fil-A sauce as you want. That's not great. Can't drive across our bridge.
Right.
Can't even go under our bridge.
No.
Which, let the record show, I disagree with.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I think we should keep cars off the bridge for now, but we should be able to let our barges go underneath the bridge. That bridge is not going to fall.
It's not going to fall.
You keep cars off of it. Better safe than sorry. That bridge just ain't going to fall tonight or tomorrow. Let's let our barges go.
Yeah.
I talked to Charles Fishman. We were texting. He knows everything about everything.
So he really does know everything about everything.
He knows everything about everything.
I learn something every time I hear him talk.
Like, I know everything about some things.
Uh-huh.
A very small number of things. Yeah. I know everything about a very small number of things. And then nothing about most stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Charles knows everything about everything.
Yep.
Turns out the odds that there's Polynesian sauce on one of those barges, very low. Not
unlikely.
Happening. Yeah, he said it's that's not what's on those barges.
Okay.
So that's not the root of our Chick-fil-A sauce shortage. So we're going to have to blame this on somebody else. Who? I'm not exactly sure. But we do have a shortage of Chick-fil-A sauces. And when you combine that with the fact that we can't drive on our bridge and part of the country couldn't get gas for a minute.
It's like a...
It's tough. And the stupid Warriors won.
And the stupid Warriors won last night.
It's a tough day.
It's been a rough week, and it's only Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let's hope things get better.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Spurs Nets inside Barclays Center, Brooklyn, New York. Tonight, we are Nets fans because the Spurs are currently 2.5 games back at the Grizzlies. If they lose tonight, they'll be 3 games back with 3 games left. And considering the Grizz hold the tiebreaker over the Spurs, that will be that. The Grizz will be locked into nothing worse than ninth in the West. So, just for tonight, go Brooklyn. Nets are 4.5-point favorites, total 232.5. Tip schedule, 7 o'clock. You can watch it via NBA League Pass.
What should I watch on TV?
The NFL schedule release show is on tonight.
Yep. I like it.
You get into it.
Yeah.
You need to know when the Titans are going to play and who they're going to play and where it's going to be.
Yeah, because you can judge, like, okay, that four-game stretch is going to be brutal. Like, they got to get, you know, go 2-2 or they're going to be screwed this year. Like, the NFL schedule, it's way bigger than the NBA schedule release where you play everybody. Not the same in the NFL.
Okay. Then watch it if you want to. It starts at 7 o'clock on the NFL Network. I don't care.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Patrick Baldwin Jr., five-star prospect from Milwaukee. Publicly committed to Milwaukee earlier today. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. His father is the head coach at Milwaukee, so that's why he turned down Duke to play in the Horizon League. I wrote a column about it. I tweeted it earlier. You can find it there or at cbssports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Thursday. Look ahead to the first of two between the Grizzlies and Kings. Maybe we'll be making progress on that bridge. They say it's going to be a while.
No, they say they got inspected a few days first.
What in the world?
We're not even going to start working on it yet.
What in the world? What?
I know.
What in the world? Don't take your bridges for granted.
Don't do it.